This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State epidemiologist Rachel Hurley, he says Omicron is spreading fast.
At this point, we do believe that Omicron is widespread across the state, and there is likely local transmission occurring in many of our communities, if not most of our communities now.
Dr. Hurley, he says infections seem to be similar or less severe than other COVID variants, although it's still too early to tell. The Eagle County Board of Health today reintroduced an indoor mask mandate that applies regardless of vaccination rates. The new public health order is in place through January 17th. Eagle County's testing positivity rate is roughly 10%, or double what health officials say is indicative of broad community spread. The Bureau of Land Management plans to open tens of thousands of acres of public land in western states to large solar energy projects. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
This is the Federal Land Agency's largest solar development push in nearly a decade. It's asking companies to submit ideas for utility-scale solar projects in three states, New Mexico, Nevada, and Colorado, where about 20 square miles of public land in the San Luis Valley could be set aside. BLM first analyzed these locations in 2012 and found they get a lot of sun, have enough space for large solar arrays, and pose little harm to the environment or nearby communities. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Variable cloudiness across the state tonight, lows in the 20s and 30s. It is 62 in Denver and 39 in Vail. This is CPR News.